Parshas Lech Lecha, Erev Shabbos, Tavshin Samach Zayin. Parshas Lech Lecha, we begin talking about the Nisyanis of Avram Avinu, the tests of Avram Avinu, even though could be it started before, according to some Rishonim, it started before Parshas Lech Lecha, that there was a Nisayin of Ur Kasdim, we were thrown into the furnace, not wanting to agree with the Avodah Zarah of Nimrod, and some Rishonim do list it as the first Nisayin. Others list as the first Nisayin, this test of Lech Lecha. And from Lech Lecha we have what we're told in Chazal, 10 Nisayinis, 10 tests, 10 different challenges that Avram Avinu faced, given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was Omad Bekulan. The Mishnah tells us that he withstood all of them. He passed all the tests. Why do we have to know there were 10 tests? That means 10, there were not more than 10. It's from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test Avram Avinu, it was 10. The Mishnah tells us in Perek Hey of Masechtas Avos, it starts off that Ba'asara Ma'amaris Nivra Olam, the world was created with 10 utterances, and that's to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give schar to the tzaddikim, will keep the world that was created with 10 ma'amores, 10 sayings, and he will punish the rishayim who don't keep the world that was created with these 10 sayings. Then the Mishnayos continue and tell us that there were 10 generations from Adam to Noach, 10 generations from Noach to Avram, and then 10 tests Avram Avinu was given, v'omad bikulam, and he withstood all of them. You know, there's the 10 tests, sort of each in a different realm of one of the sayings that the world was created, Avram Avinu was able to pass on every single level. At every level that he was tested on, he passed that test. And the significance of the 10 is that, but even a greater significance for us. And that's why when we come to Parshas Lech Lecha, it's important to try to understand as best we could the test in terms of how related to Avram Avinu and how he was able to withstand it. And every test that Avram Avinu stood, in some form or another, we go through those tests as well. And there were 10. So one of the within those 10, which sort of encompassed every area of life that's possible to be tested in, every test that a person goes through personally these days could be tied back and linked back to Avram Avinu. And this is the important, as an introduction, before we speak about the Nisayin of Lech Lecha, the introduction to this is the famous words of Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim. And he wasn't the only one that said it, but he brings it out very clearly. The Mishnah tells us that there were Asara Deiros, Me'Noach Va'ad Avram, 10 generations between Noach and Avram Avinu. Asara Nisayinis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. So in the first Mishnah it says there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, and we call him, and we write him as Avraham. And in the next Mishnah is the 10 tests, Nisnas Avraham Avinu, Olav HaShalom, V'amad Bekulam. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, why in the first Mishnah does not call him Avraham Avinu, our father? And in the Mishnah where it talks about that he was tested, it calls him Avraham Avinu. It was Avraham, our father. Yeah, a good question. Why the difference in the Mishnahs? So says Reb Chaim Volozhin, here it says Avinu, this is based on the pasuk in Mishlei where Shlomo HaMelech says, Mishalech betumei tzadik, ashrei banav achrav. If a tzadik goes in the right way, he goes with complete faith in Hashem's ways, so ashrei banav achrav, fortunate are his children after him. Why is that? Why? If you have a person who's a tzadik, why is it good for his children afterwards, on a very simple level, because this way the children know the path to take. They just follow the guide of their father. He went in the right way, so the children will follow suit. So Kamala says, no, there's a much deeper reason why happy are the children afterwards from a tzaddik. And it doesn't have to be necessarily the first generation children. It could be many generations later. And he says, let me quote his words here, Ki kama midas Shahatzadik Torah Vyiga Lahasigam. A tzaddik can go through many years of toil to reach a certain level in his righteousness. And Laban of Achra, but for his children afterwards, Hema Kiteva Mutba. To his children in later generations, it's like almost second nature. It comes much easier. Uvaktsas Yigia Yagiulaza. And just with a little effort, the children will be able to accomplish what the father, what the ancestor, did with much toil and much hard work for the children later. They will find it that it comes to them much easier. With this, he explains, you see, Bechush, Sherabba, Me'am, Me'ores, Me'ahudim, Me'isim, Me'as, Malkidish Hashem. How is it possible you have people who are even unlearned Jews throughout the generations who are able to give up their lives? Al Kiddush Hashem. Give up their lives, not to bow down to Avodah Zarah, not to have to give up their Judaism. They gave to give up their lives. They had themselves killed. How could they do that? Were they so great? Did they delve into all of the Yisaydei Su'amuna and then decide they're going to give up their life? No. It came very easy. It came almost naturally for that person to give it. How's that possible? He says, V'humut ba'banu, because it's already ingrained in us. It's ingrained in our nature, may Avinu Avram, from our father Avram, Shemosanafsha, the word Kastam Alamunasa, because he gave up his life. For him, it was very difficult. For him, we don't know, the Chumash doesn't even tell us about Ur Kastam. The Chazal that says that he had this, it was not clear how difficult it was for Avram Avinu to make that decision. But Rabbi Chaim Volozh says it was very difficult for Avram Avinu to make that decision, to give up his own life and have himself killed. Instead of bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, that was very difficult for him. For all Jews after that, it becomes very easy. And with a little effort, a person can be able to reach that level. V'chein kol ha'asar nishenes, all 10 nishenes that Avram Avinu had to face, were all to set the path for the children after him. That is what Reb Chaim Volozh explains. And that's why we have to understand the nishenes of Avram Avinu well, because we have to understand, what are we facing up to? It's somewhat similar to those challenges, but for us, we'll find it much easier. And once you know this, so we know, you know what? All I have to do is exert a little effort. And if I'm not there yet, so I do a little bit more, and then I'll be able to be somewhat on the level of Avraham Avinu. There's a very nice pshat that the Imre Emes says. The Imre Emes, one of the earlier Gerei Rebbes, explains this. With this concept, he explains the pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in the Brachos says, the famous story of Rabbi Akiva, when he was taken out by the Romans to be tortured, he says to his Talmidim, Kol yomai ha'isi mitztar al pasuk zeh, of b'chol nafshecha, afilu neitlas nafshecha, the pasuk in the Shema, which we read every day, b'chol nafshecha, even if you have to give up your nefesh, you have to give up your life for Hashem, that's how much you have to love Hashem. He says, Kol yomai ha'isi mitztar al pasuk zeh, Ad Masai Yove Liyodi Vai Kaimenu. I was always mitzvah, when would I be able to reach this pasuk and I could fulfill this pasuk? So he asked, Kol Yomai, he's a mitzvah, he was bothered by it, he was pained by it. He should say, Kol Yomai, I was looking forward to this pasuk. I was looking forward to this mitzvah to be able to do. He says, Kol Yomai, I had a cheshek to do it, I had a longing to do it, I had a desire to do it. I was mitzvah, I was in pain, I was like frustrated over it. So the Imre Emes says, because who was Rabbi Akiva? He was a ger. He was a ger. He wasn't born into the Jewish faith. He was a ger afterwards. So he says, you know what? This concept that every Jew has in him, he possesses already as a second nature to be able to withstand great hardships and nisyanes from Avram Avinu, he says, I didn't know if that applies to a ger also. I don't know if that applies to someone who came in to be a Jew afterwards. So I was mitzvah, I was bothered by it. Will I ever be able to reach up to a point where I can give up my life on Kiddush Hashem, and I'll be able to do it because Avram Avinu did it. That's what I was mitzvah about. When we came to him, he finally says, oh, I see I have it within me. I see that even a ger also has it within him, these midas of Avram Avinu. So let's start the parsha here. Avram is told by Hashem, this is the first occurrence that Hashem comes to Avram, as we know in the Parsha. And he says, Lech lecha, go away from your land, away from where you grew up, and go to the land which I will tell you, which is Eretz Canaan. I'll make you great over there, I'll make your name great, I will make you rich, I will give you children there. Pasuk Dalit says, Vayelech Avram went, Kasha Dibar Lov Hashem, as Hashem had commanded him. Vayelech Itay Loit, and Loit went along with him. V'Avram and Avram was ben chamei shanim v'shivim shanim, was 75 b'tzei semech horon. I think first, I think the reason why the pasuk here says the age of Avram Avinu, when it comes to this test, which according to some rishonim, this is the first of the 10 tests, is because anything we're going to say about Avram Avinu, and that we have it within us, and we're able to also withstand these great hard tests that Hashem will send our way. Avram Avinu didn't pass these tests when he was 13 years old. There's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivad. At what age did Avram Avinu come to his recognition, his realization of Hashem? The Rambam says 40 years old. The Raivad says, what do you mean? The Medrash says he was 3 years old. Was it 3? Was it 40? Big difference. So some explain that there's really no machlokes over here. At 3 years old, he realized it can't be that the world was created from nothing. He realized there must be a Bayri, there must be a creator here. And then he went in his own mind to develop this thought even further and deeper and understand it. And at 40, he reached sort of a plateau where he understood it with full emuna. But even at 40, he went, maybe was not ready to get the test of Lech Lecha. Even after that full realization of emuna and Hashem, it took him another 35 years before he would have his first test from Hashem. So when faced with tests, that doesn't mean like right now we have to be up to the ready to withstand that challenge. It could be it will take a number of years to get up to that level of certainly the levels that we're talking about of Avraham Avinu, who is able to pass these tests. So Pasuk Dalet says, "Ve'elach Avram kasher di v'lav Hashem." Avram went as Hashem had commanded him. Ve'elach itay loit. And Avram was 75. Pasuk Hey, "Va'ikach Avram asara ishto ve'as loit ben achav." So Avram took Sara, he took loit, ve'as kol ruchushem rashar choshu. He left Choron. He went to Eretz Canaan, as Hashem had told him. So if so, why did we need Pasuk Dalet? Again, Pasuk Aleph says, "Va'yemer Hashem Avram, Avram was told by Hashem, Lech Lecha, Me'arsech Me'latecha." And he gives him all the promises, and then it should say, Pasuk Hey, Va'yikach Avram, so that's what Avram did. Avram took Sarah, he took Lot, and everyone that was with him, all those who had joined him, and he went. Why the Pasuk Dalet, Va'yelech Avram, Kasha, Dibel, and Avram went as Hashem had spoken. It's a redundant Pasuk. There's no reason for that pasuk. What is the pasuk telling me? The next pasuk explains everything that Avram went. So says the Arachayim over here that that's not what the pasuk is telling us. The pasuk is not saying simply Vayelech Avram Kasha Dibur Lav Hashem. Avram went as Hashem had commanded him. But Kaasher means when Hashem had commanded him. That Vayelech Avram went Kaasher Dibur Lav Hashem. As soon as Hashem spoke to him, that's when Avram went. In other words, as soon as Hashem said, Lech Lecha, go, in his mind, he says, I'm going. And the Pasuk's pointing that at us. Vayelech Avram, Avram went, Ka'asha Dibrei Lav Hashem. As soon as Hashem told him this, as soon as Hashem had commanded this, in his mind, he's off. He's already going. That's what Hashem said. That's what I'm going to do. No questions asked, no thoughts into it. Right away, he's going to do that. And that's what the Pasuk says the Rechaim is pointing out. If you understand that that is the level that Avram Avinu was able to go through these tests, it answers a lot of different questions in the Parsha. First of all, the Parsha starts, Vayomer Hashem el Avram. And Hashem said to Avram. And in this Pasuk Dalet, Vayelech Avram, Avram went, Kasher Diber Elov Hashem. It should not have said Kasher Diber, as Hashem spoke. Hashem didn't speak to him. Hashem said to him. We know many times there's differences of Vayidaber or Vayomer. So if it's Vayomer Hashem El Avram, what is it? Avram went, Kasher Diber Elov Hashem, as Hashem spoke to him. It should have said, Kasher Omar Hashem Elov. Question number one. Another question, which is asked by many, which is a very strong question, is what was the test over here? Ayayim Hashem al Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go me'artzach me'latcha. Go there, ve'eschalei God, I will make you a great nation. You can have children. Va'avarechacha, I'm going to bless you with riches. V'magal l'shamecha, you have a great name. So who wouldn't do such a thing? You have someone who's married, I mean, he was married many, many years. But you have someone married, let's say, 15 years. And he's been having a hard time making parnasa. And all of a sudden, a Navi comes over to him. A prophet approaches him and says, listen, last night I had a vision. And God told me that you should move, pick up with your wife and go travel to a faraway place. You know which faraway place? Travel to Israel. Oh, wow, Israel, it's very difficult. I don't know the language over there, you know. And they say that to get on a bus is the... You can start thinking about difficulties, and he says, no, because if you go there, you'll be blessed with children, you'll be blessed with parnasa, you'll be blessed with a good name. Who wouldn't go? Who wouldn't go? Is that the test? That's a challenge? Who wouldn't go? According to this understanding, this question is answered. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecha. Avram said, lech lecha. He heard lech lecha. He's going. He didn't hear the brachas. He didn't hear that the Eschol HaGadol. He didn't hear Vavarechacha. Before he even heard those promises, he already in his mind says, I'm going. To him, Vayomer was Vayomer Hashem. Why was it softened with a Vayomer? It was softened because Hashem incorporated with this test. He says, but I'm going to make you great. I'm going to give you children. You'll have riches. So he softened up the challenge. But to Avram, Vayelach Avram Kasher Diber Elov Hashem. To Avram, it was like a Diber. It was like Hashem spoke to him, because Hashem said, just go, and I'm going. And that's what he did. He sort of, he didn't even hear, when he made up his mind to go, he didn't even hear the Havtachas. He didn't even hear the promises. Not a pigovus in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel. Yeah. Yeah. Does it come from here? I don't think necessarily from here. That's not the source. Right. Let's go to one other example. There are several, but we'll point out one more example here. Along these lines of how Avram Avinu's attitude towards everything that Hashem dealt out to him, certainly in the tests that he was given directly from Hashem, but there were even tests that were not directly, that he had to figure out on his own that this is a test. He wasn't, most of our tests, I'd say all of our tests, come as Hashem just gives it to us. He doesn't knock on the door first and say, I'm about to give you a test. Here's Vayomer Hashem el Avram. He came sort of softly and said, here is your first mission. Here's your first test. That's not how we get our test. And many of the tests of Avram were also not like that. Another one, we read later in the parasha. Perek Tesvav. Perek Tesvav begins, Achar Advar Mo'ele. After the war with the five kings, Avram is again met by Hashem b'machaze in a vision, saying, "Al tira Avram, don't be afraid that you lost all of your merits because you just won this war miraculously. Anochi magin lach, I will still protect you. Schar chahar b'ma'od, you still have a lot of reward coming to you." Vayemer Avram. Avram now complains and he says, "Hashem, ma titen li? What are you giving me? All the rewards, all the riches." But I have no future to myself because I have no kid children. He's the one that's going to inherit everything, but I don't have a child of my own. So Hashem tells him in Pasuk K, he says, go outside, Avram. Habed na Hashemayim, look towards the heavens, usvar ha-koychavim, and count the stars. Could you even count them? And he says to him, and Hashem here promises Avram that he will have children. Not only will he have children, he's going to have one child starting off, but from that one child, thousands and thousands will come out. So will be your children, so will be your nation in the future, as the stars which you can't even count. That's what he told him. Pasuk Vav then tells us, He trusted in Hashem. He believed in Hashem. And as Rashi explains, that Hashem considered this a very righteous act. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu choshva la'Avram l'schus u'l'tzedakah. Hashem considered this for Avram for a great merit and a great righteous act. Al ha'amuna sheha'emboi. This amuna that he had, Hashem considered that very great. And here the Ramban asks on Rashi, I don't understand your pshat. I don't understand how you explain the pasuk. Hashem comes to him and says, listen, Avram, you're going to have a child. Not only have a child, you will have hundreds and thousands of children. Koyi yezaracha, like the number of stars you can't count, you won't be able to count how many children you'll have. Hashem, and Avram believed him. Avram, you believe me? You get tremendous reward for believing me. That's what you get schar for, says the Ramban. I don't understand that. That Hashem says to him, this is a promise I give you. So he believed him. Who wouldn't believe him? Who wouldn't believe Hashem? Hashem told him directly this was going to happen. So the Ramban actually changes the pshat. He says, that's what it means. Vayashvelet stock is going on Avram Avinu. Avram considered it, even all the things, all the tests that he had before this, Avram still considered it as tzedakah that he's getting from Hashem. He believed in Hashem that the promises that he's giving to him is not because of his earning it, but rather Vayashvelet stockah, Avram Avinu considered it tzedakah. Avram Avinu considered it that it was all just chesed and tzedakah from Hashem and not because he actually deserved it. But that's not how Rashi understands it. Rashi understands that he believed in Hashem, and Hashem said, this is considered a righteous act for the Amunah that you believed in me. How do you understand that? So with this idea that we said in the test of Lech Lecha, of how Avram reacted to the test of Lech Lecha, we can understand this as well. We'll give a mashal first. When you want to teach a small child how to cross the street, so you show him. You see, when it's red, then you have to stop, because the cars are coming. And when it's green, then you can go, then you can walk. Yeah, or if there's a little man, then you can walk. And if there's a hand, then you have to stop. Then you can teach him. And then the child learns to follow that order. But if the child is walking with the father, the child is walking with the father, the father is holding his hand, does the child think whether it's green or it's red? Does he even know if it's green or it's red? He doesn't know if it's green or it's red. He's walking with his father. If the father is going to take him across, he knows the father is only going to do what's good for him. The father will only protect him, will only take care of him. And wherever the father takes him, it's for his good. So he doesn't even have to think whether it's green or red. What he was taught, only go when it's green, and don't go when it's red. He doesn't have to think that. And not only that, even if he sees it's red, he could still go, because his father must know that it's okay to go, in this time it's okay to go, even when it's red. When Avraham Avinu, whatever test he was faced with, to him it was not, well, let me see, is this green? Is this for my good? Then I'll go ahead and do it for you. Then I'll go. Lech lecha, go. In his mind, Hashem said go, I'm going. Did he say, one second, let me see if it's green. Let me see if it's good for me to go. Let me hear first what the promise is. No, even before the promise is, Avram is going. When Hashem told him, you're going to have children. You're going to have many children. Vehem in Hashem, he trusted in Hashem not because of the promises, but vehem in Hashem, Rashi's understanding, he believed in Hashem just like he believed in Hashem for everything else. His belief in Hashem is why? It was because this is what Hashem said. He didn't first figure out, let me see, because it's a green light and then I'll go. I see, oh, because Hashem told me it's going to be good for me because I have many children. No. Vehem in Hashem, he believed in Hashem just because Hashem said it. And didn't ask any other questions and didn't need any other cheshbonos, didn't need any other reasons or calculations why this is the time and not earlier, not later. That's how Hashem believed in it. Rav Shach in his Sefer, Avi Ezri, in Hilchus Tshuva, says that he had a question that was bothering him for many, many years. And he finally asked the Brisker Rav this question. And the Brisker Rav told him that he also had this question. And he asked his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. What was the question? He said, we have a mitzvah of emunah. What does emunah mean? Emunah means faith. It means belief. Something we believe in. Not something that is a fact, not something that is a yediyah, something that is known, that is clearly known and it's a proven fact, but it's emunah, is something we believe in. Which means that there's an element of not understanding. There's an element of something we don't understand, but yet we believe in it anyway. He says, but if that's the case, so why do we call the mitzvah of emunah? We have to know there's Hashem, we know that Hashem runs the world. Why is that emunah? That's not belief or faith. That's something that we know. That's something that we know to be true. That's yediyah. You have to know Hashem and take it to heart. That's the idea. That's not emunah. That's something we believe in. That's something we know. Why call it emunah? So the Brisker Rav says, yes, indeed, this is something he asked his father. And his father told him, Reb Chaim said that indeed, emunah first starts after what we know. It is after where the seichel could comprehend on its own. What we could know to be true on our own, that's not emunah. It's the things we don't know. The things we can't figure out, that's what emunah is. So v'hem in b'Hashem v'yachshveh lo tzedakah, it's not having him believe that Hashem, that he's going to have children. That's not a belief. Hem in b'Hashem is not that he's going to believe to have children. That Hashem told him directly. Hashem said, you're going to have children. Whatever Hashem said Avraham Avinu, not only believed, but he knew it to be true. So that was the idea. That is something that he knew. The emunah part was that it didn't matter if it was something that was good for him, something that was bad for him. It didn't matter to him whether he had questions of, why now when I'm 100 years old? Why can't you do it when I was younger and more vibrant? And then I would have been able to raise my child. Why only one child? Others have many children. Why first that one child after having a child like Yishmael? So many different questions that Avraham Avinu could have asked. That, v'hem in b'Hashem. The fact that Hashem told him you're going to have a child, that was something that he knew to be true. That's the idea. That's not emunah. But Vahem and Bashem and all the other questions that he could have asked. Why now? Why this? Why in this way? That he didn't ask. Vahem and Bashem, he said, it's always good for me. It's always good for me. This is what Hashem is doing for me. It's always good for me. Do I care? Do I first figure out whether it's green or not? Or whether it's red? Whether it's good for me to go or not good for me to go? No. Lech lecha, I go because Hashem told me. Even before I hear the promises. Vayelech Avram ka'asher dibar elav Hashem. As soon as Hashem spoke to him, that's when in his mind he was going. V'hem and Hashem, he didn't believe that Hashem will have a child, will have many children. That was a yediyah, that was known when Hashem told him that. But v'hem and Hashem, no questions asked on why now, why not before. He believed in Hashem that this was always for the good, and that is where he went. And therefore, v'yashvel lei tzedakah was considered for him a tzedakah. That emunah first comes after what we know. Many things we know we have to do because the Torah dictates we have to do it. But the emunah aspect of it is, well, if this is what I'm supposed to do, and I know we're supposed to get reward here, and I know this should go well, and it's not. That's where emunah comes in. The emunah comes in are things that we can't figure out. Whatever we can't figure out, whatever we have questions on, that's where emunah is. Why this isn't my parnasa like this? Why isn't it working out like this? Why is this family issue like this? That's all emunah. That's when we have to have emunah. And this is what we have to take. We have this already. We have this koyach. We have this strength in our bones, in our nature. We already possess this strength, as Reb Chaim Volozhin said. We have it within us. That with a little effort, a little extra effort, a little extra push, we can get to the level even of Avraham Avinu, that emunah, to know that we're walking with Hashem. We don't have to figure out whether it's green, whether it's red, whether it's good, whether it's bad for us. We're walking with Hashem. It has to be good. That's what emunah is.